KTBB News Time, 7:53, 80 degrees in Tyler, 81 degrees right now in Longview, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me, Texas. Here's KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destinations south of Tyler off of FM 344. So, we have a memorandum of understanding between the Trump administration and whomever it is that's nominally running that broken, malfeasant, dishonest nation that we call Iran. Already, the critics are weighing in. The usual suspects on the left are saying that Trump, after starting an unnecessary war, got nothing more than what Obama got from the JCPOA, aka the Iran deal, back in 2015. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
After more than 100 days of bloodshed, 13 Americans killed, hundreds more wounded, tens of billions of dollars spent, what exactly did we get out of Trump's failed war?
Critics on the right, meantime, are calling out Trump for not finishing the job. They argue, and not unreasonably, that a purely diplomatic deal with Iran is impossible. An agreement signed on Monday will be violated early on Tuesday. Righty critics argue that only boots on the ground, how I detest that shop-worn cliche, and a total military conquest of Iran can assure the world that Iran won't resume its malfeasance at the first opportunity. But there's exactly zero chance of boots on the ground, zip, zilch, none. With respect to Iran either not making or violating a deal, President Trump said this.
I let him know. I said, look, if you don't adhere to the agreement, I don't want to do that, but we're going to bomb the hell out of you.
Here's how I'm calling it. I said in this space last week that something had to give in Iran. I also recognize that the politics of the moment weigh heavily on the policy of the moment. If the Iranians have been tapping us along, as we discussed last week, Trump may well be now trying to tap the Iranians along past the midterms. If he can, for the next 140 days or so, keep the Strait of Hormuz fully open and oil again flowing in market prices, it improves the still long odds of Republicans keeping control of Congress following the midterms. As to Schumer and the rest of the critics on the left, what's different from Obama's JCPOA is that, unlike what they thought about Obama, the Iranian theocrats know for certain that Donald Trump is a badass. They know that he will bomb the hell out of them if he feels like he needs to. And unlike Obama's deal, it's not Obama making it. Nor is it Bush, Clinton, Bush, or Biden, all of whom are willing to at times talk tough but never willing to act tough. And unlike the JCPOA in 2015, in 2026, Iran militarily and economically is on its knees, while those now in charge have fresh memories of how their predecessors died. Will this deal work? Well, who knows? Time will tell. Critics from both sides may yet be proven right. But something had to give, and something now has. And for all the uncertainty, an honest observer has to admit that the U.S. is in its best position vis-a-vis Iran in nearly half a century. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. You know, I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, had dinner with Jimmy Failla at a well-known New York steakhouse called Bobby Van's. It is one of Jimmy's favorite places, and for good reason. My bone-in ribeye was excellent. But as I sat there enjoying Jimmy's company and the good steak, I kept thinking to myself, you know, this steak is darn good, but it isn't any better than the ribeye at Keepersall. The ribeye at Keepersall can play here in the big leagues and then some. You know, that's not just me talking. A steak at Keepersall right here at home is as good a steak as you can get anywhere, and believe me, I've looked everywhere. We are fortunate indeed to have one of the best places in the country to get a great steak that we can enjoy in an elegant yet very relaxed setting on a beautiful wine estate. So if you haven't had a steak at Keepersall recently, now would be a good time to fix that. So go south on Broadway to FM 344. Left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Reservations at Keepersall.com.